I am on a journey and I'm taking you all with me. We are on this journey following the Lord together. Welcome aboard. You are VIP guests on this show. My name is Red. I'll be your host this evening. Thank you for traveling with us here on the Red Blonde Fox Show.
And when you start off in the gospel, look like the enemy do everything but the kitchen sink at you.
Yeah.
And I can remember when I first started. And I was married, you know. But all of a sudden, the devil started throwing everything at me. And I can remember saying, you got anything left, devil? Because you can't do no more than what you have already done. I said, bring it on. Bring it on. I came through that storm, and this is what you got to remember. I'm going to pray for you. Father, we thank you for blessing us just to come into your house just one more time. And we watch the times that we're in. And we see the enemy going throughout the world. We see the enemy with the storms that he's bringing to America, because we know what America has done. America has trapped in slavery. They have done everything that they could do against God, and they're still trying the same thing. But God got their number. So look over us as we're here in America. Remember us. We are your people. We're your tribe. We're Israel. God, don't leave us now. In the midst of the trouble. Bless each and every one of us. Open up our ears. Feed us till we don't want no more. Bless every word. Bless us to have a good week to live as we take your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. So as I got started, everything began to happen to me. Then you put my thought up there. Everything came at me. And I can remember another time I said, Lord, I don't have nowhere else to go. I didn't want to go back out because he delivered me from all drugs, especially that cocaine. I said, Lord, I don't have nowhere to go. I ain't going back that way. And all I can remember, he said, just stand still. It's been 30-something years, 40 years actually. I saved at 27, I'll be 68 a couple months. I'm hanging on to the Lord all my might. And like that lady said, he ain't through with us yet. Still making us. Man, we're not perfect. So we under the Lord, we under the evangelists, missionaries, ministers, and to the whole household of faith, we honor you today. Thank you for being in the house. And those that are on Zoom, we appreciate you coming on Zoom. I see Deacon John. Y'all pray for Deacon John. He had the surgery up to the 14th of May. And his daughter just had an accident. The lady ran a red light and hit his daughter. Thank God she's all right, but the vehicle is another thing. So God is going to bless her even behind that. I pray the first lady, she's coming back on tomorrow. She had a fruitful trip because she met the rest of her sisters. She got a bunch of sisters. She had a bunch of them. They was there. She met every last one of her sisters that are still there. So we thank God for her. We know God will bring her back safe. We know God will bless us and bring us all through this week. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's take a look at this lesson. Are you the one? Mm-hmm. Now, we have here where the question is, should we look for another? Here we have in this text, it's actually concerning John the Baptist and Jesus. Mm-hmm. Put up Matthew 11, 1 through 6, I believe, is our scripture.
Okay.
And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. 2. Bring it up to me. Now, when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples. He said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go, show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them.
All right.
Don't touch your neighbor. Look at your neighbor and say, you talking about me? And he blessed, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. But your next one, still talking about me. We cannot get offended with the Lord when he check us.
Amen.
Some people get offended and they leave. Many started off with us. We started years ago, I never forget, we started at a school. Browning up there on 76th Street, Silver Spring area. And when we started, people started coming. We had that school, they was in there. And one thing I did notice, we had a crowd way bigger than this. But as soon as we purchased a building, I noticed when we got to this building, people didn't want to help no more. But to help us get in here, but to come here and help us sustain it, they're gone. But we still thank God for them passing through. Don't get offended in the gospel for nothing. Because, listen, we got to be checked sometimes. All of us. The Lord is going to check us. He going to get behind us sometimes and correct us. And whatever that we're doing that he may not, he see that's not right, you know that's not right. But if you didn't know that was right, he's going to let you know that's not right. Stop. So, John asked a question in the penitentiary.
Amen.
I could see John standing,
holding the
bars. And if you ever been in the prison, you ain't got too far to go, so you got to hold on, son.
Wow.
And I can remember that. I would tell the guy next to me, man, fish me one of them cigarettes over there you got. And they get this string. Just let me out a little
Wall side.
Right. Green bank. They put it on a string. Shoot it to me. And he said, Coleman, you open your cigarette at canteen. You learn how to fish.
Right.
To get what you need.
Amen.
Or you're in a cell, 5x7, but you can't go. All you got is a toilet and a hard bed. Here John is. There comes a time in every believer's life. Watch this. When you thought what happened doesn't happen. Sometimes you pray and it don't happen.
Amen.
And you get to wondering, I know I prayed for this boy. I prayed for my daughter. I prayed for this. And Lord, you still ain't did for me. You believe, but things got worse. Have you ever heard sometimes things got to get worse before they get better? That's a true statement. I had to hit rock bottom. Because I was atheist. Didn't believe in no way. Didn't believe in nothing but money and women. Cocaine. Excuse my French, y'all, but that was the rest of the real deal. I come up in the 70s. And them boys was flying that white stuff over here.
Amen.
We started snorting. Next thing I knew, they come up with a new thing called freebase. And here I am giving up all my money just to get a hit, catching the same hit. You get the first hit, you can't never get it back again, but you'll be chasing. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about.
Come on now.
Y'all don't
know. That's the Bible.
So the Lord got behind me. When I got saved, everything got worse. Wife left me. Living in an empty studio apartment. Sleeping on the floor. I'm telling you, everything just fell apart. I did not know that the enemy was on my trail because I was learning about God.
Amen.
So I did not know that there was a devil after me until I got up the road here. But I come to the conclusion after all that happened, just like John said, are you the one or shall I look for another? That's when I told the devil, you got anything left? He shot everything at me with the kitchen sink. I'm sleeping on the floor. What you got left? I ain't going back out there. I told the Lord, I don't know where to go. Where I'm going? I was tired of being tired. You trusted God, but now you're confused. Sometimes you're going to be confused.
That's right.
What am I going to church for? I'm doing all this and look at everything I do. It just don't come out right sometimes. I know I prayed about the situation about my mother. I prayed about that boy, man, that hard-headed boy. I prayed about that girl. And it looks like they're getting worse. Because they're going to get better. You keep praying. You keep standing still. You keep depending on the Lord. And you watch what's going to happen. You got to change. That where John the Baptist found himself. Out of all the people John the Baptist found, that he was in a place where he began to question, was Jesus the one? This is the same John who stood and declared, behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. But now John is in prison. He's in there holding them bars. Now back then, I believe it was in a dungeon because the prison that we was in, you know, had running water and all that. But think back then, it was in a dungeon. No running water, no toilets. They probably was sleeping on the hard ground. Creatures crawling all over. But John, he seen some things. He knew about Jesus. But now, since he was in a dark place, he was beginning to question Jesus. Sometimes you're going to be in a place that you're going to begin to question the Lord. And some people say, don't question. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Amen.
Here I am, Lord. Doing everything right that you told me to do. And I got saved. I came out the street. I'm not getting high no more. I'm not running the streets no more. I go to church every Sunday. I'm on Zoom. I'm on the prayer line. Lord, but everything is out of control.
Amen.
I'm in a dark place. And from that dark place, he sends a message to Jesus. Are you the one? Who is to come, or should we look? Wait a minute. John, the same John who baptized Jesus. The same John who saw heaven open. Yes. Even he had a moment of doubt. Trouble will make you question what you know. John's problem wasn't ignorance. It was circumstances. He's locked up by Herod. His ministry is on pause. His future looks uncertain. And sometimes life will put you in a place where you feels shaky.
Right. Yes.
Been there.
You believe, but you're shaking. What you preach feels distant. What you knew feels uncertain. John knew Jesus was the Messiah. But prison started talking louder than his revelation. Can I tell you something? Pain has a voice. Disappointment has a voice. Yeah. Let's look at John for a minute. All right. Let's look at this. This is the same John who started with Jesus. This is the same John who was a forerunner, who was baptized in the wilderness. John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus. The Gospel of Matthew, Gospel of Mark and John and Luke, the Gospel of John presents John the Baptist as the God-appointed messenger sent to prepare the way for Jesus. Don't you know you sit here? We all are sitting here. The same way John was the forerunner, we are forerunners to let you know Jesus is coming.
Right.
Ring the bell loud. The house is on fire. But Jesus is coming to put it out.
Yeah.
Let the people know that Jesus is coming.
Yeah.
Whosoever will, he said, let him come.
Come on.
Time is running out, y'all.
Yeah.
And somebody gonna mess around who don't accept Jesus is gonna be left behind. I don't know about you, but it ain't gonna be me.
All right, amen.
John presents John the Baptist as the God appointed messenger sent to prepare the way for Jesus. Now you're thinking, and I know some people think this way, because I used to think, but Lord, what you call me to be to do?
Oh,
I got saved. Lord, I still don't know what you call me to do. And then next thing I know, the pastor made me a deacon. And then became a minister. Then these people told me they prophesied. I was going to be a pastor. I wasn't paying them no mind. Because some people want to be up here and I want to be out there. This ain't nothing to me. This ain't no power. This is the power of God, not of yours. This is the power that God give you to deliver his word and to go and tell somebody he sings. We're forerunners also like John. We just in the 21st century.
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah.
Come on.
They were elderly and had no children. John's parents were Zechariah and Elizabeth. An angel appeared to Zechariah in the temple and announced John's birth. Luke 1 and 13. The angel said John would be great in the sight of the Lord. He would be filled with the Holy Spirit from his birth. Anybody here filled with the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
You might not get it from my birth, but we're filled with it now.
Amen.
And the reason why I know that we feel is because we keep coming.
Yeah.
We keep seeking.
Yeah.
We keep looking for the Lord. Because he that's greater in me than he that's in the world. Don't worry about what people told me in the beginning. Some people, they don't have the Holy Ghost. How do you know what somebody got? You don't know what somebody got. You better watch what you say. They told me, when I first got saved, I wasn't speaking in tongues. They told me, said, he ain't got the Holy Ghost.
Really?
But guess what? Keep watching. One day my sister called me to pray. I went over there. She was in dire straits. I took her hand, we started praying, the window started shaking. I started speaking in tongues. She started bouncing. No. I don't know what I was speaking either. I just started speaking in tongues, and the window started shaking. And the Lord blessed her. My sister ended up getting saved. Y'all know, right here, she came and got saved. Right here. She's going to be with the Lord now. So don't worry about what people say. Because if you care about what people say, it just tricked you when you start saying you ain't got nothing.
Amen.
There's power in your words.
Oh, yeah.
I know what I got. You got to tell me. I haven't had a drop of cocaine in 40 something years. You better go somewhere and tell somebody else that. This shows John was chosen by God. He was born to do this. You were born to do this. All of you were born to do this. Don't fool you. You ain't doing this on your own. He knew that we would be here today, and Jesus is the way. It ain't Jeffrey is the way. It's Jesus is the way. He knew we would be in here at the same time this day, May 3rd, 2026. Oh, he got the trump. He got the number two.
Yeah.
Prophecy said he would come first. John fulfilled Old Testament prophecy, Isaiah 40:3. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, Malachi 3:1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. John was the promised messenger, sent ahead of Jesus. Why? He was called the forerunner. A forerunner is someone who goes ahead to announce that someone greater is coming. You should feel great, because we are the ones telling the world that Jesus is coming.
Amen.
We are forerunners. And some people say, what did he call me to do? He called you to go tell somebody that Jesus is coming. He called you to tell somebody that Jesus is saved. He called to tell you to tell somebody he's on his way back. People think if they don't be up here, they think this is something important. I got news for you. This ain't nothing important. It's important to God. And you better find yourself doing it if he called you to do it. Now, people were prophesying to me along the way, but guess what? I heard it, but I heard it. Yeah, I heard you. One would come all the way from St. Louis, and I was at Superintendent Martin Church. I don't get no Martin Church off of Axon. Next, Holy Redeemer was at the corner, and that the same building Martin is in, that's where Holy Redeemer was at. And the woman came, I remember he was in the Bible, and I was sitting there, the woman got done, she walked up to me, and she said, yeah, you're going to be a pastor. I said, my man, you need to go back to St. Louis. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not receiving it. And I did. Ask me why. I saw what my pastor went through. Why did I want to go through what he went through? I saw what he went through. I saw people walk off from him. I saw the hurt that they had done him. I saw the money they borrowed and paid back. I saw it all. No, I didn't want this. For what? So I jumped up and I ran to St. Louis to visit my friend. Another preacher was there. And it was a Wednesday. Come on, come with me to the revival at the church. I said, I ain't coming here for no revival. I'll come down here to rest. I'm always in church. I ain't coming down here for that. He said, okay, he left me alone. Come Friday, he said, come on, Elder Coleman. This is last day. Just, come on. I said, okay, we're going to go tonight. Mm-hmm. Went there, the man got done preaching, he's going to call me and bring up. So, we sitting here now, standing before the man. He grabs me by the briefcase, but he came and he put it in my hand. I'm saying to myself, I didn't come to here for this. And I remember it, I did. See where you're coming from. Amen. Yeah, what you going to do? It's going to be greater than what you think. Okay? Crew. Went back on. Now, here's what you have to pay attention to. I was sitting in my living room by myself, and God began to minister to me. God said, regardless of them people, said, I have called you. I got up and said, I walked in the floor. I said, what? He said, I have called you. I'm going from side to side. Call me. What you calling me for? He said, I called you to pastor. I said, Lord, is this you? He said, I called you. And I knew it was him. I don't care what the people say. I heard from God myself. So Brenda walked in the door. I looked at him. I said, Brenda, I don't know if you're going to be ready for this. I said, God called us to pastor. She said, no, he called you. She did. She said, oh, he called me. He called you. You got to do what he's telling you to do. I was standing there saying to myself, like, she done bailed out on me now. We were together, but now I'm by myself. I said, God help us.
Like she said, he called you.
So we started in the living room. Mother Clifton was one of our members. Mickey was the second member. We started in the house, then we got two full for the house, and we ended up going to the school, Southern Simpson Spring, and it was crowded. Somebody broke in one night. It broke the window because blood was going all, you know. I had one for the public school, so I kind of had a little privilege because I worked there, and, you know, they helped me get that blood. But then they came and told me, you can't come in no more because they're breaking in and out of here. And I went home. You get back in there forerunner. So I got home. And I sit down. All these people we got.
Yeah.
I said, God, we ain't got nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. You call me. Where do I go from here? Mm-hmm. I call my friend out of town, the one advantage friend, tag me. Yeah. But you got to hear from God. Mm-hmm. And he says to me, Coleman, God called you. He's going to make a way for you. He said, lay down and get you some rest. I got done preaching. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. I laid down, woke up, the Lord spoke. So I want you to go over to Mother Hurt and Father Hurt Church. And I want you to ask them, could you bring your flock over there that I give you until I tell you when to go. I called them, they took us in. Here's the sad part about this. We outgrew them. We had to get out of there. I feel that wasn't fair because we had our group. We had more members than they had in their church just coming. So they had another friend, Pastor Jordan. didn't have a lot of money, and he needed to help me. He said, come on, we spent the rent. Went over there. It was all good for a while. His wife started getting jealous because we started outgrow them. Boy, here we go, I go again. This time, this was, oh, man, I'm sorry. First, we're in a dilemma again. So, he wasn't paying his half of the mortgage, the money I was giving him. What are you doing? I went on Sunday at the theater, he closed it down. I said, what did you do with the money? He told me, his two sons that was downtown in jail, he got them out. I said, you got them out with my half of the money? I said, okay, couldn't get mad. That's when the Lord. We had nowhere to go. And I was riding through the city, scouting out a place for it. Looking. So one day I was out, and the Lord said, get your wife. Take your wife with you while you're riding through the city. Got my wife, and Sister Walker called her and told her, it's a building on 21st Street that they're going to sell. The building ain't wasn't up for sale. We come, fashion label was issued on the floor. She's standing there, and we call her to see the church. She said, how y'all find out about it? Mm-hmm. So she's standing here looking at us. As we come through, she look at us. So here comes me and Brenda. Brenda get it. Oh, glory, this is it. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. This is it, Jeff. This is it. I'm looking at her like, don't you see that woman standing there? What you doing? I'm looking at her like, wait, wait, wait. Look, she got to turn up herself. And you shouting her, oh, this is it. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I said, oh my Lord, I got the car. I said, Brenda, the lady ain't even sold productive. What you doing? She said, this is it. That lady called us and said, we want the church. We said, we met at the bank, and the Lord bless us. So we got it. But we forerunners, all of us sitting here, we know. If forerunners song, we go over here and announce that song of grace is coming. All of us been announcing that Jesus is coming. John the Disciple was prepared the people spiritually, call people to repentance, point people to Jesus. That's what we're supposed to do. The Messiah, he was like a royal heron announcing the king was coming. His message, John preached in the wilderness of Judea, repent. Ye repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. His message was simple and powerful. Turn from sin. Get your heart right. The Messiah is coming. We got a job to tell these people.
Yeah.
He didn't preach popularity because didn't nobody like what he was preaching. Oh. He preached preparation. His lifestyle. John lived differently. He wore camel's hair, leather belt around his waist, and locusts and wild honey he ate. I don't know about eating them all. I don't know about all that. I don't want no locusts.
That sounds pretty good.
Oh no, it don't sound good to me. No way. Go back to the text. I'll be running in a minute. All right, let's get back to the text. Here goes John in prison, a dark place. He sent word back. Are you the one that should be looking for another? John, the same John, was baptized. Jesus, the same John who saw heaven open. Yes, he even had a moment of doubt. Trouble would make you question what you know. John's problems wasn't ignorant, it was circumstance. He's locked up now. His ministry is on pause. His future looks uncertain. And sometimes life will put you in a place where you, what you believe, feels shaky. You would know about why I'm going through this. Look, I don't pray. I ain't got no groceries. You're talking about cutting off my life. Listen, if you just stand still and see the glory of the Lord,
hallelujah,
just keep on praying. I heard this story about this older woman. This must have been a true story. She didn't have no grocery in her house. And she began to pray. And it didn't happen for a while. But she still kept believing. And one day was a knock at the door. And she looked out one of her grocery in the hallway. And she said, Lord, I know you was going to come through for me. Hallelujah. Sometimes we walk by faith. and not by sight. You got to believe even though you don't see it. And now I find myself, and I want to give it to you. If you look in the Bible, if you find in there, you can get to the courts of the Lord. You just look in there. Go in there and start off with our Father. If that prayer's in there, then you're free. Your prayer is free. And listen, then he's judged. Look in there. It's in there. If by faith you can go to the court to the Lord and stand in the court. There's court going on up there. If you didn't know it, for real. There's a ministration up there working in the courts. It's in the book. I know somebody here knows what I'm talking about. If you don't know it, get Felicia a call. Get Simonetta a call. Get Michelle a call. You can call me. And I got the book. It's in there. I found that every time I go to the court, my prayers are answered just like that. Y'all didn't hear me.
The
court do it faster. But you still get one thing I found out. You stand in the courts of the Lord. You ask him, Lord, once you get the desire that I come to your court by faith in the third dimension, and when you get to the Lord, I thank you by faith that I know I'm standing in your court. Then you ask him, is there any accusation that I have against you? If the enemy is going to and fro, he brings accusations against us in the court. And Lord, could you anoint it? Could you dismiss it? Because here I am. And then you tell God what you want. And you watch God move. And sometimes people out here say, you don't ask God twice. Yes, you can, but you go to the court again. And say, God, what happened? I don't know what I'm praying for. And I know that you're a judge. And I know you're a righteous judge. And you turn around and say, all right, here you go. Give God some praise. I don't know about you, but we have a way out. But I want y'all to know if y'all didn't know. When I found out about the court, I went to the court and said, Lord, help me be a better preacher. Help me anoint me for your work. Lord, I'm just coming from dialysis and just coming off. Can you? And Lord, been anointing me ever since. And I ain't talking about me. I'm talking about the Lord. What you ask for, you can get. And just at the court, you get it. What you preach feels distant. What you knew feels uncertain. John knew Jesus was the Messiah. But prison started talking louder. There's revelation. Can I tell you something? Pain has a voice. Disappointment has a voice. Delay has a voice. And if you're not careful, those voices will whisper, maybe this isn't God.
Come on now.
Maybe you need to look for another. But hear me. Just because you're in a bad place doesn't mean that you serve the wrong Satan. When you doubt, you got to take your question to Jesus. I love John because he didn't turn away from Jesus. He turned to Jesus. He sent the disciples to ask him. I told you I could see him standing up at the bar. Go and ask him, is he the one? Go and ask him, if he's sitting at the bar in the dungeon. Go ask him, if y'all shall look for another. Go ask him. Ask him. I'm standing here and I'm in a free attention. Go ask him. I don't know what's going on anymore. He said the disciples to ask him directly.
Hallelujah.
Too many people run to social media.
Come on now. Come on. Come on. Yes, come on now.
I prayed, but God ain't answered my prayer yet. But I want you to know on social media, I don't know what's going on with it. I prayed again. Why are you telling social media? They ain't doing nothing for you. Come on out of there. Some people run to their feelings. Don't let your feelings get you messed up. Sometimes we get a lot of feelings. Who cares what you feel like? I don't feel like Jesus heard me. What are you talking about? That's your feeling. By faith you're walking, not by your feelings. Get your feelings out of the way. Put your feelings in your pocket and keep on stepping. Jesus got our back. Hallelujah. Yeah. But John said, take my question. And can I help somebody?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with asking God questions.
Yeah.
Who told you that you should? They should tell me that years ago. You can't question God. Yeah. I remember I was just saying, you can't question God.
Yeah.
You don't question God. They told me that years ago. But I'll tell you, them jokers gone with everything because I'm going to question God. I'm going to ask God sometimes. And sometimes you ask the Lord, why haven't I got this house? Just wait. The house you look at was the one that's got to be better for you. Then you go, I want you to put your, you go to the car dealer. Lord, the prophet telling me to come and lay hands on this new car. Laying hands on a new car. And you don't get it. You begin to question the Lord. If you just listen, you listen for that small, still voice. And the voice will say, you ain't got no Cadillac money. How you gonna get a car? You ain't gonna get everything you want. Because he know he don't want you overhead with this thing. So go get something that's cheap. He still gonna bless you. You'll work up to that new. Like y'all know what I'm talking about. I had an old man come up to the church. I used to have a car a block away. And I went and laid hands on me a new car. They told me, got half the owners, come back and get your car for show on the floor. I said, I'm on my way back. You do my wife. God is not imitated by your dad.
No, he's not.
God is not offended by your struggle.
No, he's not.
He would rather you ask him.
Yes,
walk away from
him. Yes,
somebody need to hear this.
That's it.
Doubt doesn't disqualify you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Doubt don't disqualify you. Because sometimes you put your feelings in, because you get your feelings in, I just don't feel that time. I don't feel that God is going to do. I've been waiting. He ain't done nothing yet. I don't know what he's doing, but I know what I asked for. Just put your feelings, out the way. But every day, I don't feel the same.
Come on now.
Come on,
boy.
Speaking out of your mouth.
Whatever you speak. That's what I dare you. You get in my place as pastor, you're going to have a lot of days you're going to feel.
That's right.
Amen. Doubt doesn't disqualify you. No more going to come into the club. Walking away disqualifies you. Jesus will answer you with evidence, not emotion. Jesus didn't respond by saying, John, just trust me. No. He said, go and tell John what you hear and see. Uh-huh. Tell John the blind receive sight. Tell him the lame walk. Tell him the lepers are cleansed. Tell him the deaf hear are dead. Are raised. And the poor have the gospel to preach. And then but go and tell John that he gonna save us. He gonna save us in Jesus' name. Go tell John that he done saved me. He done picked me up. He turned me around. He placed my feet on solid ground. Somebody go tell John. Tell him that Jesus has saved us. And I don't know about y'all. I'm going to look to the hills, Lord. Come in my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven. Come on, go tell somebody. Oh, y'all ain't here. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? He's all right for me. I don't know about you. But hey, he's my ace boom too. He's my best friend. He's my everything. He's my wife when I'm perfect. He's my mother when I need no mother. He's my father when I need no father. He is my everything. He's my brother. Oh my God. He's my sister. Oh, he's everything to me. Ain't God all right? In other words, look at the evidence. Jesus pointed. He changed lives. Miracles happen. Prophecy being fulfilled. Can I tell you what happened? Because when your feelings are shaking, you need something solid to stand on.
Yeah,
you don't feel like he's working. Look at what he's already done. Hey! God, glory! Look at what he's done for you. He took you and put you in a house. He put you in a car. Oh, and I heard somebody prophesy this morning to Missionary Howard. Yeah, there's a new car coming. You better believe it. There's a new car coming to you. Oh, my God of glory. It's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Lord will speak to you and tell you.
Yes,
sir. Wow, he's already done enough for me. How can I tell it off?
Come on now.
My God, the glory. Y'all don't know some of the things I went through. My God, in this gospel, life walked off and left me. Oh, God, don't kill me. Listen, here I am. Listen, I go back and live with my mama. What man in his y'all don't hear me. What man in his late 20s want to go back and live with his mom? I don't know about you. I didn't have a choice. But guess what? I had a pain. I prayed. When I got back with my mother, I worked two jobs. I was with her for 2 weeks. I'm out. Get that man out your basement, women. Today I'm going to get you a job. Take out the garbage first. Clean up the house. Help me. I'm going to get you a job. Thank you, Jesus. He's still a healer.
Yes, he is.
If he delivered before, he still delivered. If he saved before, I needed a kidney.
Come on.
I was at the house. The house is a slow death. I was in dialysis 3 times a week, 4 hours a day. When I first started, I was so drained. I had to go home and get to bed. Then a time come, Brenda said, Jeff, ain't you gonna eat? She said, come on, you gotta give me something. I gave me a little bit, I go right back to bed. I was too drained to do anything. And then as I was there, I started watching these fellas. I'm almost done watching these fellas who were waiting before me. They got a policy there. The workers can't tell you if somebody died or not. So I was with these fellas. And when I didn't see them, the first time I didn't see one. I said, hey, what happened to Paul? And they look at me. You know we can't tell you, Mr. Cole. So I know you can't, but tell me what happened. You know he was right next to me, the freedom guy. I don't care why he was my friend. And they say, Mr. Cole, what did you do? He died away at home. Okay. Then all of a sudden, they come a couple more days. I went on and told Brenda, I said, I ain't going to make it. I said, I'm not going to make it. But the way I felt, what I was seeing, they were dying, or 5 or 6 dying. I said, oh my God, I'm not going to make it to this. And I said, yes, you is. She said, oh, you're going to make it. I said, Brenda, they're dying on me. She said, but you're going to make it. I'm going to pray. I'm going to tell y'all, that one guy there, 12 years.
Yeah.
I said, you've been on down for 12 years? Wow. But then I started talking to him. Found out he was going to Chicago right when we did the party.
Oh.
And I told him, I said, you ain't going to get no kidney. I said, don't you know they take blood from us twice a month? Don't you know they know you drink it?
Right.
Yeah, I said, you keep partying, you ain't going to get no kidney. I said, I'm praying, but you got to stop. They had been there 10 years, 12 years, 7 years, 8 years. And guess what happened? Church was praying, we're praying. I got to 14 months. I'll never forget. I was at home at Dallas on a Friday. The lady called me on a Friday about 10 o'clock. Said, we got a kidney. Do you want it? Yeah, I want the kidney. Oh, yeah. We want you to know that there was a young man, he was 25 years old. He had diabetes already. I said, I don't care, I want that kidney. She said, but listen. She said, can you get in? And 12, I said, I'm going to get you at 2 o'clock to get in. I called Ronald. Running to hit that highway running, that's just running to slow down because I thought you going too fast. And I ain't gonna make a kick, I'm gonna be in jail. Come on, man, slow down. Slow down. I kind of done. I looked at her. I said, come on, you see? She still said, woo. And then she told me, she said, well, if they stop me, I'm gonna tell them. You need a kidney. They're gonna take me in there too, you play. I said, oh, glory. I got that kid. Yeah, I had no bones out there. Yeah, I thought God was going to come through. God came through. Yeah, I appreciate the run. Brother got up and got, she just, boy, she beat me getting dressed. She's already brought up.
Another testimony,
14 months. Got a kid in there almost a year and a half.
Amen.
Everything is going to do. You get ready to talk. Don't let your expectation make you miss your revelation. John expected Jesus to come in power and do it. He wanted Jesus to come in power to get rid of the Roman soldiers, to kill them all and get rid of them in judgment. But Jesus came with mercy, healing, and grace. And sometimes we struggle because God doesn't move the way we expect. It may not come when you're going, but he's going to be on time. You thought he was going to struggle. I got to get out of here now, y'all. You thought he would open the door right away, right now. But God says, my ways are not your ways. If you're not careful, you'll say, since God didn't do it my way, maybe he's not the one. Yes, he's the one. Don't miss this. Don't miss this, y'all. Don't miss it. Just because he didn't meet your expectation doesn't mean he's not the Savior. I'm trying to back out of this message here. But I hear Jesus say one more thing. Blessed is the one who is not offended because of me. In other words, don't stumble over just because I didn't move.
All right.
He wanted me to move.
All right.
Is there anybody in here that has been through some dark days in their life? Is anybody in here been in a season in prison? Y'all don't hear me. Anybody in here cried in the midnight hour? I said, is anybody in here? But you didn't give up on Jesus. You didn't walk away. You didn't throw in the towel. You held on when it didn't make sense. I just came to tell somebody. I got to try to get out of here. You don't need to look for another. There is another. There is nobody like Jesus. Nobody can heal like Jesus. Nobody can save like Jesus. Y'all don't hear me. Nobody can deliver like Jesus. Be still the one. He don't have to look for another. Anybody here got Jesus? Ain't it all right, y'all? And y'all right, I heard the Bible say that he is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. And y'all don't hear me. I heard the Bible say he's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. I don't know about you, but he is my friend. I don't know about you, but he will pick you up. He will turn you around. He'll place your feet on solid ground. I got to get out of here, y'all. Y'all don't hear me. Ain't God all right? Ain't all right. I say he's all right. If he's all right, let me give him a shout. Say Jesus. You all right with me? I got to come out of here. I got to close. Oh my God, Jesus, please, my heavens. Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the evening, Jesus in the night. I dare you to call on him at a midnight hour. I take some at midnight. That's a brand new day. So you up at 12 and you begin to pray. Everything is quiet and still. That's because Jesus listened to what you got to say. You're the first thing in the morning. He can pray. Y'all don't hear me. Jesus. Did y'all see what they're doing? Supreme Court.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.